Morning Consult poll, Donald Trump and Joe Biden tied nationally. By Hannah Blow on September 19, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is tied with President Joe Biden nationally, Tuesday's Morning Consult survey found. After weeks of trailing in this particular survey, Trump now ties Biden in a head-to-head matchup, as each sees 42% support. Another 11% support someone else, and 5% say they don't know who they support. Notably, that portion of the survey has a plus or minus 1% margin of error. For greater comparison, the survey found Biden leading Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, by 4 points, 43% to DeSantis's 39%. In that scenario, 12% remain undecided, and 7% don't know. Morning Consult described the latest data this way. Trump and Biden are on even footing, among the overall electorate. Biden and Trump are tied at 42% each. Driven by a slight decline in the incumbent's standing during a week in which House Republicans launched an impeachment inquiry to probe his family's business dealings. More than 3 in 5 voters, 63%, said they had recently seen, read or heard at least something about the impeachment effort. Just shy of the 67% who said the same of the widely covered capture of the fugitive who escaped from a Pennsylvania prison and led police on a 2-week manhunt. The survey also examined the Republican primary race and found Trump with a dominant lead, as is consistent with the results over the past several weeks. Currently, Trump leads the Republican pack by 46%, garnering 59% to DeSantis's 13% support. Anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy comes just 3 points behind with 10% support, followed by former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, 6%, and former Vice President Mike Pence, 5%. Every other candidate sees 2% support or less. That portion of the survey was taken September 15 to 17, 2023, among 3,404 potential Republican primary voters. It has a plus or minus 2% margin of error. The survey comes roughly 1 week ahead of the second Republican primary debate, where the candidates, once again, will attempt to break through and tap into Trump's tremendous lead. Trump, in turn, is skipping the second debate as he did the first one and will instead appear with striking union members of the United Auto Workers, UAW, in Detroit, Michigan. According to the New York Times, Trump will deliver a primetime speech before current and former union members. Related, exclusive, Trump, sort of foolish to do first GOP debate with lead since Fox News hostile network.